And so we're here again. Thank God for it, it's you. Nevin, sit you down. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Mike.
How are you
good
doing?
Morning.
Are we all right?
I'm very good. And yourself?
Good man, not a bother. So now, listen, firstly, welcome. And I mean, October. It's a funny month, isn't it? As the fellow said, it's neither here nor there.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a great month for ingredients, you know, food-wise. It's a good month cooking-wise. It is a funny month because people are thinking, God, Christmas is only around the corner. Halloween,
yes.
That kind of thing. You know, it's been a fast year.
Been a very fast year.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've both been busy boys this year, thank God. So no complaints.
Yeah, and you know what I thought we'd do this week is easy entertaining. People are more entertaining now. The dark evenings, Come Dine With Me now is a big phenomenal. People cooking at home, and I often get people coming. You know, my best-selling course in the cookery school is Easy Entertaining.
Is it?
And Cooking for Family and Friends. They're my two best-selling courses.
Well, you see, people want to be able to impress their pals.
Yeah, that's true.
See what I made for you, and as opposed to the usual. So of course they'd come to you for
that.
They
want to get the basics right. And one thing I'm going to do next year is do a completely back to basics day in the cookery school, where people will do the very basic stew, casserole, that kind of thing, that when they're cooking at home, that they'll know the very basics.
It's losing the fear.
Yeah, that's it.
Isn't it?
That's exactly it.
It's about losing fear.
That's it. I mean, people, I think, once they get the basics right, they can flex their muscles and they can experiment. And that's what cooking is all about. I always say recipes are guidelines. Baking ones, you have to be pretty particular. But savoury recipes, you can substitute. Like, I have a couple of sisters who are spontaneous cooks. They wouldn't need to follow a recipe. So you can give them five or six ingredients and they'll whip up a beautiful dinner, a feast.
Really?
They're great. That's a real talent to me.
It's been in the house.
That's
as
a
well,
real talent. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. They don't get that off the bushes.
No, well, that's for sure. So what have you got for me today then?
Two recipes. We've got a gratin a hake with prawns, spinach and pesto.
Oh, loads of fish.
And it sounds very fancy.
Yeah.
It's a very, very simple recipe. It's all about using some beautiful hake, which is good value. We export more hake to Spain than any other country. It's their number one highly prized hake. It's plentiful. It's always good value. You can do this recipe with monkfish, with cod, with haddock, with salmon, but hake is a great fish.
And hake, it's always about.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. Mm. So this is pin-boned and scaled. Your fishmonger will do this. It serves four. We're working on 16 prawns, and that's roughly about allowing, say, 3 to 4 prawns, depending on the size, peeled.
Where do your lads come
Dublin
from?
Dublin Bay prawns. They come from Donegal.
Donegal,
Albatross Seafoods is where we get our fish. And they're
Albatross Seafoods.
Yeah, they're that's a wonderful, wonderful company.
Yeah.
I have to say that. Food is all about building trust and relationships with people, and I'm big into that. And they run a great service. They have great fish, and you know it's great to be bought in a local. It's only an hour up the road, and it's really, really fishes. We sell a lot of fish, so we have our prawns.
Yes.
We're using mozzarella cheese. You can use the lovely Irish ones from Toonbridge, okay, or your traditional mozzarella, and that's 125 grams.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet chili sauce I'm using, or you can use a homemade chili jam, which
sweet
is like a tomato sauce. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
And it is very tasty in this. 4 tablespoons of fresh basil, 4 tablespoons of pesto. So let's talk about building the hake first of all. You have your hake fillets, cut them into portions. So that's 4 by 1, 175 grams or 6 ounces. So they're portioned off. Put your prawns on top of that, and that's your 16 raw prawns. Divide that among. You don't have to be too particular. You can use 4, 5, 6. Don't worry about the numbers of prawns. These are peeled, veins removed. Your fishmonger will do that. You can use the tiger tail, but the Dublin Bay prawns are the best, in my opinion. Then onto that, you put your mozzarella cheese, grate it, slice it, it doesn't matter. Sweet chili sauce, a little bit of fresh basil, just finely chopped, and then some pesto. So that all goes onto your cheese. Put that on a tray, into the oven. The oven is preheated at 180. This will cook, I'd say, in about 15 minutes, you know, 15 to 20 minutes. It cooks really fast. What you're looking for is the centre of the fish to be cooked. Use the point of the knife. It's a chef thing just to press the fish when it firms up, it's cooked. But just to be sure at home, so many people unintentionally overcook fish because they're nervous. They want to make sure it's cooked.
It's rubbery then.
Ah, it's awful. It's dried out and it's rubbery.
Nonsense.
You're right.
Yeah,
and it's expensive. Good fish now, you know. You pay a bit of money for it. So, you know, just check with the point of the knife is what I say to people. For the spinach, we're going to serve this. Just very simple spinach cooked in a little bit of butter, and this is the baby spinach. It says in this recipe, stalks removed. If it's the baby spinach, don't worry about that. They're very tender. There's no need to do that.
Okay.
2 ounces of butter, a little bit of a pinch of sugar, and a little bit of oil. You can also do this with chard. Chard is a beautiful vegetable. You get a golden chard, ruby chard, and a Swiss chard, and we're growing them at home.
I'm sure I've eaten it, but I couldn't point it out to you.
I like it. I like it in certain dishes. I prefer spinach. That's just a personal thing, but I know a lot of people are growing chard.
Yeah.
And And it's one of these things we put into a ricotta ravioli on our vegetarian menu. So you cook the spinach, have your fish on top, and then away you go. You can serve that with little baby potatoes or a bit of mashed potato. Sorry, you were about to say something.
Yeah, no, just spinach. I just love spinach.
Do you like spinach?
Spinach is my favourite vegetable.
Really?
It's a great vegetable.
Well, and you like broccoli, don't you?
And I like broccoli too. I think the two of them now are just fantastic. And broccoli would probably be, would shave it, as it were. Broccoli would be the one. But they're so good.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, Robert Doggett in the Trocadero does a great spinach. But but I needn't tell you, there's butter and all sorts of stuff in it.
Well, everything in moderation.
Incredible.
Yeah, like if you're entertaining, there's another way we cook spinach in the restaurant. We get a little bit of cream, some garlic, nutmeg, boil that down, and we add in some fresh spinach, so we wilt it, so we cream it up, which is delicious too. Yeah. But it mightn't be
the healthiest. Do you know that the producer grows rainbow chard, but she keeps it to herself.
Fantastic. Keeps it does to she? Herself. Yeah. Sinead, she's wonderful.
But
anyway, that wouldn't surprise
me. She grows that now.
Because she's all into cooking and growing.
Would that be tough to do?
No, you cook it the exact same way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and if the stalks are big, what you do, you slice the stalks and you gently cook that, a little bit of butter and some chicken stock or veg stock. Anyway, that's our main course.
Right, and so, what are we having afterwards?
Yeah, we're going to do the cheesecake, but just one tip, just with the hake.
Yeah.
It can be assembled in your fridge overnight, not cooked, with the prawns and all, covered in cling film the night before. So cook your spinach fresh, have your hake ready, shoot it into the oven. The next one we're going to do is the Nutella cheesecake, and this is definitely one I recommend you making a day ahead to make sure it's set. It serves 6 to 8. If that was me, I'd be serving 4 people because I have a bit of a sweet tooth, as you know.
Yes, I do.
And this is a baked cheesecake. So this would have been a recipe that I would have had in one of my earlier cookbooks in the Farmer's Journal, who I write for every week.
Yeah.
So the feedback from this, it's delicious. It's chocolatey, it's nutty, it's really, really interesting. So the base of the cheesecake is quite interesting. It's 9 ounces of ginger nut biscuits crushed, and then into that 3 ounces of butter. So you melt the butter, stir it into your ginger nut biscuits, which are crushed, and then press that into your cheesecake tin.
Okay.
So the cheesecake, it's a 9-inch springform cake tin we're using for this recipe. So for the filling, Marty, so you have that already done. Preheat your oven to 160. The filling is very easy. We're using mascarpone cheese, and there is a couple of Irish companies, Tipperary Creameries, Kilbeg Dairies, who produce Irish mascarpone cheese.
Well, remember,
if you can see them, support them, because, you know, we like to buy Irish as much as possible. So 250 grams of mascarpone cheese, 1 vanilla pod, and that's the seeds, cut in half seeds removed, 4 ounces of caster sugar, 2 tablespoons of corn flour, and 3 eggs. You beat this all together, and then you add into it 200 grams, or it's a 7 ounce jar of Nutella. Now, there is a company, and it's a company in Wicklow, who do wonderful hazelnut chocolate spread similar to the Nutella.
Similar to Nutella, okay.
Looking online, Fallon and Burns in Dublin will have it. A couple of specialised shops will have it. The Wicklow Food
Get
Company.
Get it to the paint when you're there as well. Oh no, that's a different Fallon, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a different crack.
You're not too slow though. Into this. Yeah. Very interesting. I want to get a bit of flavour. So I'm using 1 teaspoonful of finely grated stem ginger. So this is the crystallised ginger. It's sweet, it's sticky, but there's a ginger flavour coming through with the hazelnut and chocolate spread. So you mix this all together. You pour this over your base. And then what you do, Marty, you bake this in a big tray surrounded by water, which is called bain-marie. So it protects
bain-marie.
The cheesecake.
I thought that was a girl you had in the kitchen.
It actually is too. You're a gas man. And you bake this off, for 50 to 55 minutes. The oven is preheated at 160. And remember, every oven is different. And what you do, you let it bake until it's a slight little bit of a wobble. You turn the oven off, open the door carefully, and you run the knife around the cake tin. This prevents the cheesecake from splitting in the middle when cooling, which can happen. It doesn't matter if it does. Don't panic.
Yes,
it's going to taste fab. Going to taste fantastic. Now, when it's done, you let it cool, put it into your fridge when it's cold. If you can do it, if you have time in the morning of your entertaining or your dinner party, it will be fantastic.
That's
because
right.
It will be at room temperature. It'll be slightly softish, if you know what I mean, but it'll be gorgeous. And just to serve with that, a dollop of whipped cream or a scoop of ice cream if you want to.
And having it the day ahead prepared.
Secret.
That's
great. A secret in entertaining. It's called in our cookery terms, Marty, in the restaurant, along with bain-marie, it's called mise en place.
Mise en place means
to be prepared. And that's the secret into cooking at home, in my kitchen. That's what I do.
Makes total sense.
To be prepared.
Makes total sense. That's very true.
So that you can enjoy the experience with your family. And
friends. That's the trouble. You bring people around and you spend the whole evening in the Bloomin' Kitchen because you're serving and you want everything right.
That is very true.
So
that's one thing when I go back to the cookery school again, is that I always tell people, listen, you can make this ahead, you can freeze this is what you can do.
But you've always done that with us as well. You've always
that's
said
true.
If you can do it ahead, do.
That's very true.
What's that phrase again?
Mise en place.
Mise en place. Be prepared. Dib dib.
Goodbye, my friend.
Goodbye, my friend. Au revoir.
See you next week.
Au revoir. Au revoir, my friend. Au revoir. So just a reminder again, lads, just in case you want to take this down, it's gratin of hake with prawns, spinach and pesto, and then, of course, the Nutella cheesecake. It's RT Lyric FM, Martin in the Morning, and on the webpage, you'll find all the information. You're an absolute dote. Keep the faith. I love the fact the ginger. It always reminds me, any time you mention ginger to me ever, I think about Billy Connolly, because Billy Connolly used to give out about the box of milk tray and say there was one of sweet in there that had ginger in it.
Really?
He said, that's ridiculous. Ginger's a herby lad. And he was right. It is a herby lad.
Herby lad.
And you've proved it today.
Ginger.
It's great, isn't it?
Bless
ginger.
What a character.
All right, here's ginger spice now.
See you next week.
That's a joke.